Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK, sponsored by Brewers Outlet. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Friday afternoon edition of the Steve Jones Show here on WKOK, 1070 AM. I'm Todd Hummel. I will be here at least for the full segment, full time here, as Steve is out at the press conference for the Penn State bowl game. A lot of interesting stuff coming from there. James Franklin talked a little bit about what they might do with defensive coordinator or not do for the bowl game. A little bit of what he's been doing the last couple weeks. Some of the guys said that he didn't look real great. You know, I think Steve touched on this a little bit earlier this week, just, or maybe it was last week, about the intense schedule these college coaches are on at this point between recruiting and signing day coming on next week, plus all that goes on with the transfer portal, you know, between recruiting kids to your team and trying to keep some kids on your team. I can imagine it doesn't get much busier for Coach Franklin and the staff right now. The other part of some of the stuff going on there today is it also sounds like people are hearing from the new Penn State offensive coordinator, some of his feelings and what's going to go on, you know, at the Peach Bowl. It sounds like the co-offensive coordinators talked as well, and some of the processes that have been going on in that. And it also sounds like they heard from Anthony Poindexter, who's going to be one of the co-defensive coordinators for the bowl game, and expressed his interest in the job. And that's probably the you know, other than, you know, who they might pick up in the portal, that's probably the biggest news this week for the Penn State football team is who Coach Franklin's going to decide on for defensive coordinator. And, you know, he's made some interesting points this week about that decision. You know, it doesn't seem to be much work to be done on the Penn State defensive line or the defensive side of the ball. Manny Diaz has done such a great job, and the guys before that have all moved into head coaching position, so it should be, you know, a highly, you know, a job people would want. But I think they also will have to kind of keep some of that philosophy that Penn State has had over the last, you know, what, 10 years now with James Franklin, and defense being key to that. Some of the other things going on today, I don't know how many people stuck with that Amazon Prime football game last night between the Chargers and the Raiders, where the Raiders scored a franchise record in points, but Mr. Brandon Staley, the Los Angeles Chargers coach, did not last, you know, the day today. He was fired probably about a half an hour before we came on air. He and Tom Telesco, the GM, were let go, and, you know, it seems like that's been coming for a while. The Chargers, you know, they have the offense with Justin Herbert and some of the other guys that they have, you know, Mike Williams, Austin Eckler at running back, and Kellen Moore, the new offensive coordinator from the Cowboys, seems to be doing a real good job. But Staley's expertise is on the defensive side of the ball. And, you know, that's kind of where, you know, if you're listening before we went on, came on, Dan Patrick's little snippet there. I think they've been 28th defensively for, you know, over the last couple of years. And Telesco lost his job because they're struggling. And they're the only team with two wide receivers at over $20 million, with Mike Williams and Keenan Allen, and paying two defensive linemen $20 million in drew a blank. It's one of the Bosa brothers, Joey Bosa, and Khalil Mack at outside linebacker. So, you know, the Chargers do have some salary cap problems there. But the weird part about that is there's a lot of speculation over the last 45 minutes that that's where New England Patriots coach Bill Belichick ends up. You know, I think people are dancing on his grave, for lack of a better term, at this point, with how poorly the Patriots have been playing, and, you know, just some of the stuff going on the outside, talking to Robert Kraft at times about, you know, how he feels about the Patriots season. So it only seems a matter of time, and that's just, you know, that's hard for me to believe. You would think that Coach Belichick would, you know, get a little more leeway, but, you know, the Patriots also have a level that they expect to play at, and they haven't really reached that lately. So that'd be kind of an interesting mix on the West Coast. Is Bill Belichick in L.A. should certainly be interesting. Some other things I picked up on. Max Scherzer looks like he's going to be out for at least until June or July for the Rangers. The Rangers announced that he underwent neck surgery earlier this week and had a herniated disc repaired in his neck. Sounds like they tried to take care of that in ways other than surgery, but was forced to get the surgery this week. And now, you know, the World Series champion Rangers are kind of behind it now. We'll have to see how healthy Justin Verlander will be to start the season. Or no, he's on the Astros now. I apologize. We'll have to see how healthy Scherzer is, you know, later on in the season. And now I believe Jordan Montgomery has not signed yet anywhere. He did a great job for them in the postseason as a pitcher, and it seems like they have some holes to fill, you know, as we get into the latter part of the offseason. It seems like some of the free agency stuff should break since Shohei Ohtani signed. That was an interesting press conference yesterday. Wasn't willing to say much about, you know, how his arm is and how the Tommy John surgery went. And it sounds like he didn't have the normal Tommy John surgery. It sounds like he had that internal brace put in the elbow. Is Steve here?
I'm here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sitting here. I've been listening to this dissertation.
Oh, I just assumed you had said you weren't going to be here early. I just was going.
Right. Oh, no, yeah, because I had quarterback club.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were at the press conference.
No. James actually requested to do quarterback club today.
Yeah.
And so it was Zariah Fisher, Amari Evans, Jordan Vandenberg, and then it was James after that. So, you know, it's, yeah. It was, you know, when the mic went out and we had to yell, I thought that was interesting. But that, you know, that stuff happens. You just roll with the punches. And fortunately, when you're standing there with a head football coach who has the ability to be heard across an entire practice field, which he does, this is where it pays off. This is where it pays off. But and they did have Bowl Media Day today, so they did have that. And Olu Fashanu was able to be asked between 7 and 10 different ways what his future plans happen to be, and he says he hasn't evaluated that yet. So, you know, go from there. But, yeah, that's where they are. They did also get a chance, though, today, and I was not there for this part, so I didn't hear it, Todd. But it was everybody's first chance to talk to Coach K today, Andy Koltunicki. And he had his first press conference at Penn State today. Now, look, he's in an observation mode. This has been a pattern that Penn State has put together over the years when they've brought in either assistant coaches or coordinators, and they make the hire at this time of the year. Well, you know, this allows them to come in and get a feel for personnel, get a feel for the current scheme, and just a feel for the entire operation as to how it works, and that's where Andy is right now. And I think, you know, that's, you know, and it's something that's worked. I mean, it worked, you know, when they brought in Joe Moorhead, they did that. When they brought in, you know, Manny Diaz had a good long look after Brent Pry took the Virginia Tech job, and you know it's. I think that's important. That works. I mean, that works, and so that's what he's been doing with Andy to this point. Now, do they have a defensive coordinator yet? No, they don't. Now, are they getting closer? Yeah. You know, and would James like to have that person in place? In fact, to be honest with you, he'd love to have that person in place before signing day. I mean, he'd love to have that if it's possible. I don't know if it's possible or not. But you do have players that are asking questions. They want to know who the person is. Now, you are trying at the same time when you're sitting there and You look at what has been the pattern for Penn State football defensively since James took over. And between Bob Shoup, Brent Pry, and Manny Diaz, Penn State has had top-rated, top-flight defenses. So that part's already in place. And that makes a big difference. You mentioned the Chargers. The good news is the game was last night. The Raiders won big. So when I see Jason Horowitz tomorrow, who's the play-by-play voice of the Raiders, when I see him tomorrow, he is going to be in a good mood.
Just imagine that 4 days calling that 3-0 game and then calling last night.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, look, they were up, 63-7 at one point. They won 63-21. Now, what's interesting is that I thought you brought up some good points about the personnel they have. But this is a case. Let's start out with something that's simple. This is simplistic. I understand the money that can be made in Los Angeles. I got that. Okay. All right? And obviously, I understand that. But to me, you are now an afterthought in this city. You don't have your own fans in this city. If you go to a Chargers game, guess what you don't get? Chargers fans. You don't have Chargers fans. Not there. Okay? And that's something that, you know, you go to a Chargers game at SoFi Stadium, here come the Steelers into town. The majority of the crowd are Steelers fans. Hey, it's a great chance to go see the Steelers. I'm a transplant living in Arizona, Nevada, Southern California, whatever. They go to the game. Hey, the Chargers don't have their own fans. They're the only team that when they play at home has to do the noise drill in practice. That's not good. That's not good. It's not, and you're correct. I heard you talking about Khalil Mack. I heard you talking about Joey Bosa, about Allen. You know, obviously Herbert couldn't play last night. You know, Austin Eckler. It's not like they don't have talent. They do have talent. But there's something missing with that group. Something is missing. I think everyone knows that over time when I've looked at some of the decisions that have been made in-game, I have found them to be baffling. What do you mean? It's 4th-and-2 at your own 28. You're going to go for it? Really? Okay. Make your own mistakes. And he has. I mean, I think it's hard to envision him surviving as the head coach. But they could have had their own deal in San Diego, been the only show in town, you know, to go with the Padres, obviously. But, you know, the Padres don't play except for 1 month, the same time as the Chargers do. And yet they opted for this. And I don't understand. You know, and they're a renter. They are a renter in that stadium. It's not their place. It's the Rams' place. The Rams' owner, Stan Kroenke, owns it. He built it. The Chargers are a renter. And I'm not sure how you get top people to go there when you're not the show, as opposed to other places where you're the show. And Los Angeles, to me, has the ability to support a team. I've never had the impression in all the times I've been out there. Number one, it's not a pro football town. Some places are pro football towns. Kansas City is a pro football town. No getting around it. All right? They love pro football. Denver is a pro football town. Los Angeles is not. It's a pro basketball town. They love the Lakers. They love the Dodgers. But I thought what the Rams did to win the Super Bowl when they brought in all those players, all those free agents, made all those signings, traded for Matthew Stafford, it was the right thing to do because the Rams needed to win to get a toehold in Los Angeles. Pro football-wise, it is a difficult market. It always has been a difficult market. All right, we'll take a break. Come back more in a moment. It's bowl prediction day, my man.
I have my paper.
And the suit, by the way, has emailed me his predictions.
Ooh.
All right. And what's really good about it is there are no explanations. As we continue here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Brewers Outlet. All right, we have bowl picks today. The suit has sent me his picks. Without commentary, I might add. Which I think makes it a more effective segment. No? No, it's not the way you look at it?
Well, it's probably less time for more time for us to fill.
It's not as cluttered.
Well,
there's 40 games.
You're not wrong there.
I mean, I can't get to the top of the hour, and we're sitting at the top of the hour. And we've only done Saturday's games.
That's a good point, too.
We've done that before. All right, today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere, wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and out every day. Pickleball, led by the barrels of the hills, indeed second to none. Get those Brewers Outlet gift cards now. All right? Holidays are here. Get the gift cards now. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street and Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. The King is calling us here in a moment. We'll talk with him, get his picks. Todd has his picks, and I have the Suits picks all set to go. He picked some teams for certain games where they weren't even participating in the game.
This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Sponsored by Brewers Outlet. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right. Let's get to it. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet. Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews. The best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. I mean, you got to get ready for the holidays. You need to stock up. And the pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. All at Brewers Outlet. Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And you need last-second gift ideas? How about a Brewers Outlet gift card? And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Humbles Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. If you're wondering what I did during the news break, by the way, I packed. I got it done. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the King.
Hey, buddy. How's it going?
Good. I know you're swamped at work.
Well, I'm on a job site in Glastonbury, but I'm by myself, so my customer bought a new building, and I got to make railings for it. So
there you go.
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you loud and clear. Have you had a chance to talk to Todd?
Yes, I said hi to Todd. Hi, Todd.
Yes.
Hello, sir. New guy.
Nice to meet you. Who's going to win a Transperfect Music Bowl, Todd?
I got to find it on my list here.
It's somewhere on here, I'm telling you.
Right. I'm looking at this stuff like the Pop-Tart Bowl.
the Pop-Tart Bowl. That's what NC State, Kansas State, Pop-Tart Bowl. Love it. Okay,
the Transperfect. I don't even know what this stuff is.
Nobody knows. And I don't even know where the dang bowl is. So, let's see. The suit sent his bowl picks. All right, so I've got them. And what's really good about it, no explanations. All right. So, Let's get
started.
How
many people are picking?
Todd, you, the suit, and me.
Okay. I got to make a category for everyone here.
Okay, so we make categories.
Number two. The suit will be over here.
Yeah.
And he'll be SU, and Steve, you'll be S. Okay. I'm
all
good.
Right. Here we go. Starting tomorrow, there are only seven games. We have the Myrtle Beach Bowl, ironically at Myrtle Beach at 11 a.m. Georgia Southern will take on Ohio University. The suit picks Georgia Southern.
I got Georgia Southern.
I went Ohio.
I'll go Georgia Southern.
Okay.
The Cricket Celebration Bowl in Atlanta. This is Howard against Florida A&M. I will go.
We'll just automatically go in order. Todd starts, and we'll go right across.
There we go. Go ahead, Todd. Let it rip.
I went Florida A&M.
I got Florida A&M.
Suit took Florida A&M, as did I.
Okay. There you go. I got the R&L Carriers New Orleans Bowl. Is that
it? Yeah, Jacksonville State against Louisiana.
Jacksonville State, because that's where Rich Rod is at, I believe.
He is there.
I took Louisiana.
The suit took Jacksonville State. I, too, will take Louisiana. Why? Just so we're not all the same.
There you go.
When I was in Orlando, they were promoting on the scoreboard the Avocados Mexico Cure Bowl. We now get to pick the game. It is Miami of Ohio and Appalachian State.
Appalachian State.
Appalachian State. I love that team.
Make it a sweep.
A&M. Isleta, New Mexico Bowl.
Yes, Fresno State against Jerry Kill's New Mexico State team that beat Auburn.
Ooh, I didn't know that.
I went Fresno State in this one.
I also took Fresno.
I am taking New Mexico State, as is the suit. Next is the L.A. Bowl hosted by Gronk.
The Starcom Brands L.A. Bowl hosted. That's Gronkowski?
Yeah.
This is crazy. All right.
This used to be the Jimmy Kimmel Bowl.
It's better with Gronk.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I wonder what that involves, too.
Jeez, I don't know if he has to make any financial. Who knows?
Is the trophy just his? You get him for the year?
Well,
sits in your trophy case.
I mean, for example, if I need to clean my gutters, he's tall enough.
Well, that's true. Two teams in this between UCLA and Boise State, both are kind of an upheaval. This is one's kind of they're all kind of guesses for the most part, but UCLA.
I took UCLA.
The suit took UCLA. Boise State, which fired its coach and got better, I'll take Boise State.
They're another one. Their quarterback is in the transfer portal, though. So.
Oh, I know. What, UCLA? Or Boise?
Actually, I think they both are. Both teams are. Well, but yeah, Boise State starter.
UCLA, the guy that had started then was supplanted. He's in the transfer portal. The Radiance Technologies Independence Bowl in beautiful downtown Shreveport. Cal Texas Tech.
I'm going to go Cal because I saw the Cal's running back decided not to enter the portal or the NFL draft. He's going to play and play for California next year.
Yeah, there we go. Love it.
I took Texas Tech. I don't know why.
Sue took Texas Tech. I took Texas Tech.
I talked to a guy yesterday. I'm doing a bar down in Lebanon, Connecticut, and his son plays for Syracuse, and they got players that are staying because they're going to make more money playing in college than they would if they tried to go pro.
that's true. But then again, I've watched Syracuse football this year, and they should stay. All right, so now we get to Monday, December 18th, the famous Toastery Bowl in Charlotte. Western Kentucky against Old Dominion.
I took Old Dominion.
I got Western Kentucky.
The suit has Western Kentucky. I will stick with my buddy Ricky Ronnie and go with Old Dominion. Next, the Scooters Coffee Frisco Bowl.
Man, you got to really suck if you don't make a bowl game, you know? This is unbelievable. Okay, go ahead.
Texas San Antonio against Marshall.
I went Texas San Antonio.
Good pick.
I got Marshall because of the movie.
The Sioux went with Marshall, and my old buddy Charles Huff is the head coach at Marshall. I will go with Marshall. The Roof Claim Boca Raton Bowl featuring South Florida against the aforementioned Orange of Syracuse.
South Florida.
I took Syracuse because my friend's kid there.
Sue took South Florida. I will go with Syracuse. Syracuse. What's the difference? Now for the Union Home Mortgage. The Union Home Mortgage Gasparilla Bowl. Georgia Tech against Central Florida.
I pick the Ramblin' Wreck.
Okay.
Which ones are they?
Georgia Tech.
Georgia Tech.
Oh, okay.
I will see their basketball team tomorrow at Madison Square Garden.
I got UCF.
The suit goes with UCF, as do I. Next, the Union 76 Birmingham Bowl on December 23rd. Troy against Duke.
Both programs are kind of in a little bit of upheaval with their coaching. I went with Duke.
I took Troy because Duke kept screwing me over this year.
That's a good reason.
Yeah.
The suit took Troy. The suit took Troy, and I will take Troy. Now, for the 10th anniversary Camellia Bowl in Montgomery, Alabama. And yes, have I ever been to that stadium? I have, in Montgomery. Arkansas State against Northern Illinois.
I couldn't tell you why, but I picked Northern Illinois.
That kind of sums it all up.
Northern Illinois, because isn't that Tony Romo's school?
No, he is Southern Illinois, I think.
Yeah, same thing.
Sue took Northern Illinois, and to be a contrarian, I'll take Arkansas State, otherwise known to our sales staff as Arkansas.
There you go.
Time now for the Bowl for the Brave, the Armed Forces Bowl. James Madison against Air Force.
just because I covered his dad as coach and him as a player, I'm taking new James Madison coach Bob Chesney.
Okay.
I also took James Madison.
Sue took James Madison. Sue took James Madison. I am taking Air Force. In Boise, the famous Idaho Potato Bowl. Georgia State, Utah State.
Georgia State?
Yep.
That's my pick.
There you go. Sounded really sure of it.
Georgia State also.
Sue took Georgia State. I will take the Aggies of Utah State. Time now for the 68 Ventures Bowl in beautiful Mobile, Alabama. South Alabama against Eastern Michigan.
South Alabama.
South Alabama.
I got EM, Eastern Michigan.
Hey, the Emus. The Sioux took South Alabama. I will take South Alabama. The Jaguars.
Separation game for me.
Yes, it is. Now for the SRS Distribution Las Vegas Bowl. This is a pretty good game. Utah against Northwestern. On Saturday, December 23rd, 7:30, ABC.
I like Utah in this one.
Yeah.
I also took Utah.
The Sioux took Utah. I also took Utah.
You know, pretty impressive, though, Northwestern making a bowl game after everything. You know.
It was. I think it was an easy vote for most of us to vote for David Braun as the Big Ten Coach of the Year. Because, look, he inherited a mess.
Absolutely. I was shocked when I saw him on the list that they made a bowl.
Yeah. You know? No, they did a great job. And Penn State, they were tied 10-10 at halftime. And Penn State won the game 30-10, but still. All right, one more bowl to pick before we take a break. It is the Easy Post Hawaii Bowl at 10:30 at night on December 23rd on ESPN. It is going to be Coastal Carolina against San Jose State.
San Jose State.
Okay.
I got CC. And then one of these years, Penn State's got to have a bad year so they can go to a Hawaii Bowl and you can get me a ticket.
Actually, one time, my first full year on the network, the football network, was 1983, and Penn State made it to the Aloha Bowl against Washington. And each team was allowed to send one guy. So Gil Santos went. Bob Rondo did the game for Washington. I was assigned to go to Hartford to do the Connecticut Mutual Classic.
Yay.
Yay. Yay. And the roof leaked. And the roof leaked.
Oh, that fell in.
Oh, my goodness. You got to be kidding me.
After it fell in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Sioux picked Coastal Carolina, I think because he feels that they're used to being near the ocean. So he picked them. I'm going to go with San Jose State.
Okay. Turn the page.
We will take a break, and we'll get to the post-Christmas bowls and start our way down that path in a moment as we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by our great friends at Brewers Outlet. All right, today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, and microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. Six great flavors of slushies. Pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. The beverage supermarket. And by the way, go out and get yourself gift cards. Perfect. You looking at that last second gift? Or was that like gift card? All right, so we got a couple minutes here. So now the Christmas holiday comes and goes, and we're sitting there on December 26th with leftovers, and we go to the last place I did a football game, Ford Field in Detroit, where you have now the Quick Lane Bowl, sponsored, ironically, by Quick Lane. Don't forget to get that oil change. Bowling Green against the 5-7 Golden Gophers of Minnesota, who got in because they have the highest team grade point average APR.
I feel like I'm going with the Golden Gophers just because everybody thinks they shouldn't be there because 5-7
Yeah.
I also took Minnesota.
And so did the suit, and so did I. I took Minnesota. And again, you know, look, you go with people. I mean, Mike Rim, my buddy, golfing buddy, he broadcasts Minnesota. We'll stay on December 26th. We go from 2 in the afternoon to 5:30 in the afternoon. The First Responder Bowl, sponsored, by the way, by Serpro, Texas State against Rice.
Rice. No idea why, but Rice.
I don't think anybody knows.
I like Rice because I like Rice.
The suit chose mashed potato. No, he chose Rice. I, too, will go with... No, actually, the suit took Texas State. Suit took Texas State. And I will take Rice. This now sets us up for the next half hour to give us an opportunity to mull over our pick for the Guaranteed Rate Bowl in Phoenix, known to our sales staff as Pahonix. All right, we'll do that. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.